Tainis, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Aleph. A Hakdama, we're starting a new Masechta, Bezat Hashem. There's a Kesha between the Masechta that we're starting, Masechas Tainis, and Masechta we just finished Rosh Hashanah. We saw in Rosh Hashanah, the last Chelik of the Masechta dealt with the Halachos of Tkiyah Shofar, and Chazal took Tkiyah Shofar, which is an expression of calling out to the Rabbeinu Shel Olam, and they made that into the Tzura of Tefillah. Tkiyah Shofar and Rosh Hashanah goes together with davening. We all know that. That's the Tzura of our Rosh Hashanah. Priskirov is medayik in the Loshna Rambam that there's another form of Tefillah, the same way there's Tefillah of Tzaka and Shaiva and Bikush. There's another form of Tefillah called Tkiyah Shofar. Tkiyah Shofar is a way of lifting our voices and reaching out to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which is what Tefillah is. Tefillah is about connecting with Avinu Shebashamayim. In Rosh Hashanah, the Tefillah of Malchuyos goes together with Tkiyah Shofar. The pasuk of Tkiyah Shofar in Parshas Baloischa, or by Chatzoytzois, Tkiyah Shofar goes together with Chatzoytzois, and the pasuk over there is Mufurish, that there's a mitzvah saseh, to quote the Rambam, the beginning of Hilchas Tainius, mitzvah saseh min atar lizikul ariya b'chatzoytzois, al kol tzoros shetove ala tzibur. Tzoros are not there by accident. The Rebbeinu Shel Olam sends tzoros in order to be ma'ir us, that we should reach out and we should reconnect. So Tkiyah Shofar intimately is connected to Tainiyos, which is an expression, a Tainis is an expression of a day when we need Rachmei Shemayim and we call out to the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, and for various reasons, the context of that is through Tainis. Yom Kippur, by the way, is not part of the Tainiyos of Tzoro. Yom Kippur is not a Tainis al Tzoro, it's a Tainis al Taharo, not a Tainis, a Tzoim. Tainis means it's a day of Inui, but it's a day of, like we have Tfilas Anenu, of calling out to the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. So the expression of that is fasting. So our Masechta deals with the later part of the Masechta will deal with the Tainiyos Kvois, the Halachas of Tisha B'Av, Shavuos, Betamuz, and so on. We also, going backwards, have to deal with the Tainiyos that Chazal instituted around what was probably the Ikar reminder when Klal Yisrael lived in Eretz Yisrael, that we're totally in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and every bit of Shefa that we do have or don't have is all dependent on our relationship, the quality of our relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. All that is a large amount of halachas that are in this Masechta around the tainiyos of Kshomim. Eretz Yisrael Zaini Hashem, Eretz Hashem Hashem Lekecha Bo Mireish Tashon Vadach Rishonu. So Mamela, a lot of the feeling of dependency on HaKadosh Baruch Hu has to do with it does rain, it does rain. It's not just, do you put on a raincoat or could you engage in an outside activity? Now it's all rain is chayim. And Mamela, the bakoshos, rain is not only about bakoshos, but even the first chelik ha-tefillah, which is shevach, basic recognizing the all-powerfulness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and our dependence on him, there's also the tefillah like shomim. And that's why in Shemoneh Esrei, in the Chelik that's not even Bakoshes, we have the Askoras Hakshomim, which is what our Masechta starts with. So now let's learn the Mishnah. Me'em Esrei Maskirin Gvurois Kshomim. From when do we start not asking? Maskirin is a lotion of mentioning. Gvurois Kshomim. Gvurois is the second bracha of Shemoneh Esrei. The first bracha is Mogen Avrom. Avrom is Midas HaChesed. The second bracha, Mechal Kol Chayim B'Chesed. B'Chesed, yes, but Mechayim Esim B'Rachmim Rabbim. Mechayim Esim is Midas HaDin, or rather Misa. Baruch Ato Hashem, Mechayim Esim, the Rebbeinu Shel Olam is Mischased Mitoch Gvurois. And in that bracha, there's a chelik of Kshomim, which is what we call the Askar of Ata Gibel Olam Hashem, Mechayim Esim, Ata Rav Lo Yishia, where does that express itself? Not only Tchias HaMesim, which will be, but in the present time, Mashav Aruch Umayr HaGeshem. When do we start saying Mashav Aruch Umayr HaGeshem? Rabbi Lezer Oymim Yomtiv Harishon Shel Chag, from the first day of Sukkot. Rabbi Yeshua Oymim Yomtiv HaAchrein Shel Chag, from the last day. What we call Shemini Atzeres, which is when we start Mashav Aruch, and that's why Tfilas HaGeshem is on Shemini Atzeres. Omale Rabbi Yeshua, Hoyol Ve'en HaKshom Melasim Klola B'Chag, we learned the Mishnah in Sukkot, that if it rains on Sukkot, the Rebbeinu Shel Olam is chasing Klal Yisrael out of the Paltan Shel Melech. There's no worse simin than being chased away by the Melech Malchi Amlochim. So Lama Maske, how could you mention Kshomim as the expression of the Rebbeinu Shel Olam's kindness on the first day of Sukkot. Amalei Rabbi Lezer, afani lo amarti lishol. I didn't say we ask. Remember, we're talking about the first three brachos of Shemoneh Esrei are not for bakoshos. They're for shevach. We're being mishabeach HaKadosh Baruch Hu that he is the mashav ruach umayud hageshem. So we're not talking about bakosha. Enochanami, don't ask that it should rain that day. Mention it, because that's already the beginning of the tkufa of the rain that in the winter. So Reb Leza says, Mamela, I don't have to worry about mentioning it on the first day Sukkot. El lahaskim mashav ruach umayud hageshem b'nosa, in the right season. Omaloyim kain. If you're not caring about when it is, it's just about mentioning it. It's not about asking for it before you. Lo'elam yem asking. Why don't we say mashav ruach year-round? Even during the summer, our recognition that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is almighty and all-powerful has to do with the fact that there would be no life on planet Earth without rain. So it's all totally in him. He's the Zog Mefarnes and the Mechal Kachayim Bechetzes. So why don't we mention it all year round? Elamai Vaisto is that we only mention it when we can ask for it. You can't ask for it on the first day. So we wait till the last day. Mishnah Beis. Ein shevel sakshomim ela samuch likshomim. It's a little bit esoteric. What do the words mean? We don't ask for kshomim. What's asking for kshomim? So the Pashto says that we're not talking about Mashav Ruach HaMoed HaGeshem. That we have, that's only an askara. Shoyelin Sakshom is where we ask for rain as a bakosha. Where is that? The same Talmud Levrocha. On that, the Mishnah says that even though there's a machlokes when you maskir, Reb Elazar and Bishu in the previous Mishnah, but She'elas Hakshom is only Samach Lukshom. Now, Samach Lukshom is when? Obviously not on Shmini Atzeres, because on Shmini Atzeres you don't say the same Talmud Levrocha. It's Yom Tov. Elamai, what are we talking about? Matzi Yom Tov? That's not when we say. When do we say? We start only Zayin Cheshvan. We'll discuss Zayin Cheshvan, and by us B'nei Chutz Laretz, we have a different minig later on. We'll have to get to that. But that's one way of understanding the Mishnah, that Avada She'elas Ksham is only when it's really the rainy season. That starts later. The other way, the Gemara says, the Gemara is two pshatim, that's one pshat. The other pshat, the Gemara says, is no. She'elas Ksham over here is not really accurate. It really means Haskorah, but the point is, since we paskin like Rabbi Shua, the Mishnah over here is Soisim, that we're only mevakish when you can be sure. We're only say it as a shevach to the Rebbeinu Shalom only when we can ask it from the Rebbeinu Shalom. Therefore, in Shoylin Saksham, Ela Samach Lukshamim, only next to the rainy season. The support for this way of reading the Mishnah, which is not Kipshutai, is from the next line. Reb Yehuda Oymer, Ha'ivu Lefnei Ateva B'yom Tev Achen Shol Chag, Ha'achen Maske. Here, Reb Yehuda says, when do we actually start? He's going on the Alok Samash V'ruach. So, the one who davens for the Omid on Achron Shochag, Ha Achron Maskir, by Musaf. By Musaf is when we mention it. Now, here's interesting. Why start by Musaf? So, the Gemara, it's really Yerushalmi, but the Mefarshim bring it. The Yerushalmi explains about the season of rain. Again, the Oinas Kshomim starts Sukkot. The time when you can be shoyel because there's no simon klolo of it raining starts Leil Shmini Atzeres, when we don't sit in the sukkah anymore. We only sit in the sukkah Leil Shmini Atzeres, only al tzveika diyoma. But be'etzem Shmini Atzeres already out of the sukkah. So you can be shoyel k'sham. Afilo hachid Yerushalmi says they didn't want to institute that it should start at night because there were those, because it was dangerous or because they were far away, were not able to come to shul at night in previous times. So, well, they didn't want to start, part of Klal Yisrael should start at night, part not. You need a hachrozo. It's interesting. It doesn't just become the rainy season. There's a hachrozo in shul from the gabbai. The gabbai, over here, calls it maskirin of the Baal Tvila. What Shtel Zavek, that the tzibur is now davening Shmoneh Esrei with the Mashav Ruach HaMoed HaGeshem, is the hachrozo of the chazan. That being said, so we can't start at night because not everybody's there. Start by shachris. Then people are going to come to shul and say, they started last night, so next year they're going to start. They made it when it was clear that they're starting, when it was official, when it was formal, they started by Musaf. Now, this might be another reason also, even though it's not mentioned, is that this hachrozo turned into something out of what's mentioned in the Mishnah. You take a lechur, what it means is that the chazan should start and he should say mashbruch moed hageshem. That means by the stillish moed esrei of musaf, everybody should daven still with a moed atal or skip it, lefikolach lefim in hagoy, and the mashbruch should start by chazoras hashatz. Instead, what we do is we have a tefillas geshem, in Eretz Yisrael, the marshal, the tefillas geshem, is before stillish moed esrei. And that's it, they start saying mashbruch. The meaning of Chutz Lartz is where the tefillah developed, is to make the tefillahs hageshem part and parcel of the Chazaras Hashatz. There's a shinim minogim. There are those that attack a machriz with the gabai is machriz. Mashvuruch amarid hageshem, they say by shtul shmonesi. The pashtus is not. They don't say mashvuruch amarid hageshem, and they start by Chazaras Hashatz. So that's what the Mishnah is talking about over here. Ho'iv lefnei atev biyom tevachim shalchag, ho'achren maske, the bal tefillah of Musaf. Harishon eni maskir. The Bal Shachris does not say mashvuruch. B'yom tev harishon shal Pesach, harishon maskir, ha'achin eni maskir. It's pongfaker. When you make the switch over by Musiv, that means that the Bal Shachris still says mashvuruch amarid hageshem. Even though be'etzim, the first day Pesach, the season changed. We have the same cheshbon. Ad emes ha'sher l'nsak shomim. Till when do we say mashvuruch? Now, l'chayr, we already answered this because the previous line said, "B'yom tov harishon shel Pesach, ha'achren eni maskir." That's it. We stop saying it on Pesach by Musaf, and we start Marid Atal. So the Rav explains that this really is a machloikis in the Mishnah, two tanoim, what Reb Yehuda holds. The first member, Reb Yehuda and the Reisha, held taka that we stop by Musaf. The second tana, Reb Yehuda Omer, ad she'aver Pesach, until the whole Pesach is over. And then the halacha will be that we would say the same Talmud Levrachos till after Pesach. Reb Meir Omer ad sheyetze Nisan. Reb Meir has a chiddush. There's a posuk where the Novi is Meshabech HaKadosh Baruch Hu Vayored Lochem Geshem. Meiru Malkish Barishan. He brought down rain Barishan the first month in Nisan. Sounds like rain during Nisan is a simin brachos. You say till then the simin of Nisan. So Reb Meir holds that the Zman, the rainy season when it's good to have rain, is through the Chodesh Nisan. Reb Yehuda HaBasro Ad She'aver Pesach, till after Pesach. Reb Yehuda, in the Reish of the Mishnah, says that the switchover takes place by Musaf of Yom Tov Harishon Shel Pesach, which means on Chol HaMoed, to say the same Brocha, to say Moed Atal. That's our meaning. That as soon as it comes Musaf of the first day, that stops the rainy season. It's now the summer. And you say Moed Atal, or you don't say anything. You don't say Mashvuruch. L'fi minigim Ashkenaz, l'fi minigim Sfarad.